In our podcast, we aim to explore how the theremin redefines what an instrument is. The theremin, invented in 1919 by Russian inventor Lev Terman, better known as Leon Theremin, was the first successful electronic instrument to be created. The biggest thing that sets the theremin apart from other instruments is the way that it is played, as it does not need to be touched in order to work. As you will see, this is one of the main focus points of our podcast. Instead, changes to the pitch and volume of the sound are made by moving your hands around two antennas. The first antenna, which stands upright at the top right side of the theremin, is controlled by the right hand and mandates the pitch. The player must move his or her hand closer or farther away from the antenna to change the pitch. The closer the hand is to the antenna, the higher the pitch is. The second antenna is located on the left side of the theremin and is configured into an oblong ring shape that controls volume. It is controlled largely in the same way as the pitch antenna, as the farther from the antenna the player's hand is, the louder the volume is. Theremin is a very difficult instrument to play, which may contribute to its lack of popularity. Multiple versions were created to attempt to make it easier to play, but they, quote, lacked the unique appeal of the original, according to Oxford Music Online. What sets the theremin apart is the way that you play it and the sound that it makes. Theremin's unique sound is often used in movies and TV shows, especially those of the sci-fi genre, and is oftentimes associated with extraterrestrial activity and otherworldliness. In an article by John Seabrook titled Vibrations, Nick Urata, leader of the band Devotchka, is quoted in regards of the theremin saying, "It's funny to think that if the stock market hadn't crashed when it did, the theremin could have been like the electric piano. Something people took seriously. Instead, it wound up known only as a sound effect." Urata clearly sees this as being a bad thing, yet it is another way that the theremin has redefined what it means to be an instrument, by not only being an instrument. The theremin redefined what an instrument is because to many people it is not defined as such, yet for all intents and purposes, it is one and a successful one at that. Now enjoy listening to sounds of the theremin recorded by Leon Theremin himself.